This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are speaking with Crystal Andrus Morissette. She's a women's empowerment advocate. And I know that you, in the past, our listeners have heard us interview Marianne Williamson, who is one of, you know, someone who I have gained much inspiration in my career from. And to know that, you know, Crystal has been guided by many of the women that many of us are inspired by and look up to, and has written five books. I mean, that's you really are committed to making a difference in this world, and I find that so commendable. And let's talk about the emotional edge and what's at the core of the emotional edge, your latest book.
Yeah, thank you. So, when I was launching the school, it was 2010, and I had staff, and a lot of it's online. So we had to, you have a great voice. So I'm going to go with that. So you have a great voice, and I was trying to talk to my staff, and I would say, guys, you're on a telephone, you're doing coaching calls, or you're a student advisor trying to influence or to guide someone into the programs, and you can't have that little baby girl voice. You can't talk like you're a little baby girl. You can't have that voice and sound like an empowered woman. On the other hand, I don't want you to be in, and I called it this without realizing, I said, I don't want you to be in daughter energy and that little baby girl voice. On the other hand, I don't want you to be in mother energy. I don't want you to be like, if somebody wants to do a call, it's Saturday night and you have plans with your family and you cancel your plans to take, you've got to show up like an empowered woman. You've got to be in your woman energy. And everybody went, what are you talking about? Woman energy, mother energy, daughter, what are you talking about? Well, I've never heard this before. And it was at that point that I realized, so I'd done all this work and I'd been working for, 15, 20 years, almost exclusively with women. And I said, well, it's sort of your emotional age. Don't you guys know about emotional age? And they were like, I've never heard of it before. So I actually got my professor of coaching. She was first a lawyer, then she became a psychologist, then she took my course and did my coaching, and now she works for me. I said, I need you to do some research. I need you to find out what psychologist has written, what practical psychologist is there about emotional age. She came back and said, no one's done it. I said, what? No one has done emotional age. I said, that's it. I'm coining it. I'm doing it. And so it took me about 5 years, in fairness. The other books I would write in about a month, they just boom, boom, blew through me. But this one took some serious research and really putting together these patterns. And so I created the idea that within each of us, like all the great thinkers, I'm going to put myself in there. Freud said we have this superego, this id, and this ego. Carl Jung said that we have the ego, the shadow, and sort of this collective unconscious that we all sort of, align with, dreams, fairy tales, all of that within us. And I said, well, I believe this idea of this Trinity. You know, even in Christianity, there's this idea that there's the Father, the Son, and the spirit part of what makes God, God. And so I thought, I have this sort of angle, and it's that we all have this very selfless part of us. It's called your parent archetype. It's the part of you that gives to the point sometimes of self-abnegation. It's the part of you that will take care of and rescue and do all that you can do for humanity, for your family, for everybody else, but you'll forget about your own needs. And then we all have within us sort of on the other bottom of that triangle, I call the child archetype, and it's the more selfish part of us, the part of us that has dreams and wants things and wants to make it happen, and she's young, and she'll use her sex appeal, or she'll be a warrior, or she'll be a drama queen, or she'll do whatever she's got to do to get those needs met. And then within each of us, we sort of have this golden part of us, this evolved, transcended potential within each of us, which is really when we start showing up like an empowered adult. And so we all sort of swing between these. And when we can heal sort of the wounds of that inner child, that also causes us to sometimes show up to be much older than our age, chronological age, and to carry the weight of the world. There's a wound in there, and it's about healing that split, so to speak, so that we can really step into our greatness. And in truth, we've never had in the history of the world, whether you like Hillary Clinton or you hate her, this is the first time in the history of the world that we are actually having a woman – a daughter of the same patriarchy of which we've all been born into at this point, but it's now we have this woman that's sort of stepping up and saying, what does it mean to be a woman? Well, do we want to be like Hillary Clinton, or is she just sort of being forced into the box of what we're allowing right now? And so I think this is a really big time for women. You know, the Dalai Lama came to Canada in 2009 at the peace treaty, and he said, the Western woman will heal the world, and I think we're being called. And I think that's what's happening. And it's time for women to stop showing up as mothers and daughters, to really show up as women, and for men as well. To what does it mean to be a woman, and are you treating the women in your life like a woman? Or are you treating her like a mother or a child? And so this is really important work, and is really kind of coined on this sort of practical psychology called the emotional edge, which Oprah has featured my quiz 3 times on discovering your emotional age. And so it's very powerful work. You don't have to be in years of therapy to do this. It's sort of you can start to realize, what do I do when I'm in my parent archetype? How do I show up in my child archetype? And if I could really heal that, what would I be like if I were my most empowered self?
So many points that I want to expand upon, and I cannot wait to take this break so we can get to them. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.